Sorry, I just, that scream earlier in the beginning, I got to get my laughs out. But anyway, so hi. Scooter Goose.
Hi.
tell us about yourself.
All right, so I'm currently a senior, end of school, station manager and a boarder. I do art and just trying to graduate. I'm trying to get out of here, man. Like, I love this school, don't get me wrong, but like, school, no thank you.
Yeah, school is not for everyone, I will say that. But, so the topic today is boarding. So I know you are a 4-year boarder, so how's that?
It's really chill, actually. Like, it's easy to make friends and get to know people, especially in the dorms. They made a decision this year that they'd make all the girls live in one dorm and the boys in another dorm. So, like, just, like, in these big buildings. And, like, it makes a sort of triangle with the union. So, it's a new thing you're doing this year. Trying to get everyone closer together. So, they're just being spread out, like, between, like, the smaller houses.
That is smart. So, how many dorms are there on campus?
I'd say St. Mary's, Warner, Sesame Street. Two, mm-hmm. Harvey, Upper Harvey, Lower Harvey, that's one.
oh my goodness.
1, 2, 3, Colmore, Watts, I said, yeah, it's Watts. Woods, I think 6.
6, okay. Wow, okay. Okay. General number.
But we're only down to using 2 now, right?
2 or 3.
2 or 3.
If you can count St. Mary Warner.
Yeah, so like 2 or 3. Okay, so what are, like, the rules to boarding and stuff? Because I know you're living on campus, you're living in, like, other people's kind of residential house little situation. So, like, what are the rules there?
Right, so basically, you have to, like, respect other people's, like, spaces, boundaries. You actually had to, like, kind of sign a roommate contract where, you would set boundaries, set like specific rules between each other that you'd follow, basically like what you're comfortable with, because like everyone has their own different like what they want, what they expect from another person. So I found it kind of useful. There's also curfews. We stay out until at least 10:15 on a weekday, where like people get to go to the union, and they have to be back by 11, so they could like check people in, and then you can be in your room, you can still be awake, but you just can't be loud, be in other people's rooms or like just out and about.
Okay, okay. Do you have a roommate?
Yes, I do. We actually have been rooming together for 3 years now.
Okay.
And we this year we started just going off campus a lot more with this car.
Aww.
Yeah.
Do you like your roommate?
I like my roommate. He can be a little loud sometimes. I tell him to keep him down though. I'm an only child, so I grew up just being on my own. So it's like definitely a change.
Okay.
So. Okay. What's like the process of finding like a roommate?
Basically, when you first start, I can't really say for the first year being here because it was COVID year, so we all had our own rooms, which was pretty nice, by the way. Basically, you get assigned your own roommate. If you've been here, like, in the past, you get, like, the option to, like, check a box if you want to be a roommate with someone that's new. Mm-hmm. I haven't. I just, like, put Alex, my roommate. And then they usually match you with someone that you like put down specifically, or if you're new, you just get matched with a person that puts like, oh, I want to be a new person that comes in. And then you can like, usually the next year afterwards, you know you like that person and like they like you back, like good roommates, you guys could like sign yourself together.
Oh, okay. Aww. So how's your like dorm experience been? Because you've been here for 4 years and you've been in the dorm in somebody else's house for like 4 years. So how's that experience gone for you? Like what are the pros and what are the cons?
All right, the pros, it's like, it's really chill, to be honest.
Okay.
Some people can be loud, but like, you know, it's like just like a little party, I guess. And people are close, and like if they know like what's happening, they'll like tell you, that they tell like during these dorm meetings they have every Sunday. We try to make sure you keep up and like keep each other on track, like what we need to do as a dorm if you want to keep the space clean. Some cons, it's like it takes some time to get used to, especially like you're an only child like me. And so people you can't really get along with sometimes. So that's something you need to like expect, because I can't really get along with everyone. But there's still some people you can still like hang out with, talk with. you can't really have your own space all the time, too. Mm-hmm. So you can't really tell your roommate to get out every minute. Like, I wish I could, but...
I'm guessing this whole, like, process is definitely getting you ready for college.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, especially since, like, if you're moving out of state or, like, just away from home, just definitely, like, a good way to get used to, like, living with other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there, like, anything you would change about the dorms?
About the dorms? I don't really have anything that I find as a problem. Mm-hmm. There's other boarders that definitely find issues with dorms, mm-hmm. but usually I'm pretty comfortable with it right now.
Okay, that's good.
It definitely gets cold in the morning. The heater, and they turn off the internet during the weekdays, but they're trying to make you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But it's just a little problem since especially during the exam sessions, exam week, as you get closer, get more homework, and you have to stay up. Mm-hmm. And then, like, once the internet comes off at 11 or sometimes earlier, you have to, like, depend on hotspot or someone else's hotspot because not everyone has it.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a problem. But on the weekends, it's not really much. So
okay. So how is, so I know life is a lot active during the weekdays, but how active is it on the weekends? Because there's no school, and it's like, how's it like?
I'd say it depends also on the weekend activities we'd have. Because, like, some people, when it's, like, a really big activity, like going to Six Flags or off just, like, to this whitewater rafting. We haven't had it yet this year, which is surprising because we usually have it every year as a tradition. But usually it's quiet, but at nighttime gets really loud sometimes. Like, you hear people screaming from the common room.
Oh, my God.
And you're just like, oh, they're just probably watching a movie or they're being murdered. You don't really know. it's not the latter, though. It's not the latter.
So how do I say this question? Has there been a time where you haven't gotten along with everybody that is on your dorm floor?
Ooh. I'd say there's been like one disagreement there's been. But I think I guess I usually keep to myself. I stay in my room a lot doing other things like schoolwork and art. So I can't really say much on that. people usually find disagreements outside, but on a dorm floor, I'd say it's pretty chill.
That's good. So I know you boarders leave during like the holidays and stuff. So how does that transition work?
Oh, so basically you have to like sign, not really like sign at the end, but they give you like a checklist of things you need to clean in your room. Make sure it's all tidy up. So like when you come back from break, you like be welcome with a clean room, a clean slate, so you can mess up during the week. You're back.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's a little stressful sometimes because like you have to like do your schoolwork and then pack and then clean.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like sign all these stuff, check them off, make sure your lights are plugged out, unplugged. Sorry. and yeah, but I'd say like once you get to it and then like you're done with it, you're done. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure it's clean until you leave.
Okay. So what happens if you don't clean your room? Do they keep you there or what do they do?
I think they make you stay there until you do it.
Oh wow.
What? Yeah. So they just keep you from leaving if you don't clean?
Yeah, because like they literally said if you try to like sign out without the checking off your checklist, like Ms. Barnett will know if like she wouldn't let you check out with her. You have to go to one of the dorm parents and they have to check you off.
Oh my God. Just imagine like you didn't clean your room and then like you're trying to leave but you couldn't. You'd have to get like your parents or something. Oh my God.
Yeah, especially bad if you have like a flight you need to go to and such. Yeah. So you need to clean your room. Make sure it's actually like bearable to clean with too, because like if it takes like more than a day, I feel like you need to like do it beforehand and such, like at least a week beforehand.
Spread out the clean.
Yeah, definitely. So you don't have to, so you're able to leave and they don't keep you there. So I know also with boarders that there are certain areas that y'all aren't allowed to go to to check out or anything. What are those areas like around the school?
I'd say behind Harvey would be one that's like out of bounds. We basically had to be like within bounds. You can basically go anywhere as long as you have like someone else with you and you could like make a pass. But otherwise, if you're found being out of bounds without making a pass, you would get like caught
baby detention. But yeah, it's not really much of a problem.
Okay.
Because people forget to make the passes sometimes, so.
What happens if you, like, so yeah, I know you get, like, gated if you forget to, like, make a pass or something and you just, like, leave.
Yeah.
I thought gated was, like, when you get, like, certain penalties, like, they rank up.
I think so. I think it's, like, you have hours you haven't done for detention. I don't really know how it works to gated because I've never been gated, but.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because I remember, last year, the way you got gated is if you leave campus without making a pass or you get a bounds violation. But from what I've heard this year is that if you have a certain amount of detention hours or a certain amount of detentions, you get gated.
Yeah.
It's from what I heard from a student, but I don't know.
Yeah, let's check up on that so you don't get gated.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually, yeah, just is more the border stuff, though. If you're a day student, you have, like, hours you haven't done. Mm-hmm. I don't think you get gated from, like, no. leaving from school.
That'd be weird. Just, like, imagine a day student getting gated. Like, you can't come to school because you have a certain amount of detention hours. I mean, low-key, I feel like people would not be mad at that. But yeah, then again,
I feel like people kind of, like, abuse that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like, I mean, it's understandable because boarding students, they're here because the guardians are basically just teachers and staff. So they have more reason why they're more restrictive. More than day students, they have more responsibility they had to, like, keep up with.
Okay, well, that's really interesting. So thank you, Scooter Goose, for this wonderful interview. Yeah. I love to learn about the borders and stuff. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.